Blog Talk Radio.
I think an epidemic, either naturally caused or intentionally caused, is the most likely thing to cause, say, 10 million excess, and that it's pretty surprising how little preparedness there is for it. Now, it's tricky because this is a global problem, so you know, how do countries work together, which countries should put up what resources, and you know, every aspect of it, the resources to go engage in the affected countries, the allocation decisions. As we've seen various flu scares come along, we haven't had a super good response. So
what I will say, I think we're in the middle of a massive experiment worldwide. And that
where's
is,
the guinea pigs?
Maybe. The experiment is, will people listen to scientists?
There's the television. All right there. All right there. Look, listen, Neil, Fred. Mercy. Not productive anymore. Who needs to make things anymore? It's all automated. What are we for then? We're consumers.
Especially in uncertain times. In response to the recent world events, we're taking steps to protect our family with Hyundai Assurance. When you buy or lease a new Hyundai between now and April 30th, we'll cover your payments for up to 6 months in the event you lose your job this year.
Okay, buy a lot of stuff, you're a good citizen. But if you don't buy a lot of stuff, if you don't, what are you then, I ask? What? Mentally ill. You know what crazy is? Crazy is majority rules. Yeah, Take germs, for example, in the 18th century, no such thing. Some wise guy comes along. He's trying to convince people, well, other doctors mainly, that there are these teeny tiny invisible bad things called germs that get into your body and make you sick, And he's trying to get doctors to wash their hands. What is this guy, crazy?
Take steps to lower your risk of getting sick. Wash your hands often with soap and water.
We've talked about things before about washing your hands.
He's trying to get doctors to wash their hands. What is this guy, crazy?
Every morning when I wake up, I wash my hands. Then I have some food, and then I wash my hands. Then I take a shower, wash my hands, and then wash my hands. And then Mommy tells me my hands are clean. And then I wash and wash and wash my hands.
Wash your hands for 40 seconds, please. Soap will chase the germs away, so you don't cough and sneeze.
To wash their hands.
Then I touch a football, and I wash and wash and wash and wash. And I watch my sister washing her hands, and I get an idea to wash my hands. And I wash and wash and wash, but I never get clean. The shame never seems to scrub off.
What is this guy, crazy?
That's always the toughest enemy, the invisible enemy, but...
Teeny tiny invisible. What do you call germs? Huh? What?
And then it was like a couple days later, all these articles started coming out about how there's an unlikely beneficiary. It's the planet, and how there's the beautiful side effects of the pandemic, and that would be us not harming the planet anymore by our daily existence that harms the planet. And look at the blue skies and the clear canals of Venice because no one's there. And it's basically 12 monkeys. It's pretty much straight out of that film.
Now, cut to the 20th century, last week, as a matter of fact, right before I dropped into the cell. I go in, to order a burger in this fast food joint. The guy drops it on the floor. He picks it up, he wipes it off, he hands it to me like it was all okay. What about the germs, I say? He says, I don't believe in germs. Germs are just a plot they made up so they can sell you disinfectants and soaps. Now, he's crazy. There's no right, there's no wrong, there's only popular opinion.
I think the good news / bad news is, you know, there's a lot of fear circulating right now. People are very concerned about what will happen. I think it's important to digest the idea that this is very much a means to an end. It's not the end unto itself. I have a hard time believing it was unforeseen and all that.
I just say this, we have an invisible enemy. We have a problem that a month ago nobody ever thought about.
It began in healthy-looking pigs, months, perhaps years ago. Spread silently within herds. Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia.
We have a problem that a month ago nobody ever thought about.
I don't think anybody could have predicted.
But that's not even the point. You know, it's the reaction, it's the response to this that really, I think, is the real purpose here. And the standstill of human behavior, yeah, they're going to say things like, look how good for the earth and the environment. I don't believe those are sincere feelings either. It seems very disingenuous. This has everything to do with the same usual suspects, big corporations who pollute the earth so many times over and blame it on human behavior. Now they're blaming human behavior for this and, you know, basically putting us in our places, because what this is really about is an upgrade or an altogether new management system of humanity.
That's the pain. It doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are. It's the great equalizer. What's terrible about it is it's made us all equal in many ways. And what's wonderful about it is that it's made us all equal in many ways.
I'm going to be applying for benefits.
Yes, you can.
Are you going to sit by and wait for the government to just take care of you?
We've been saying for years now, but there's got to be a catalyst if they want to get everyone onto these new digital management systems. You can't just bring all this stuff in. People aren't going to go for it. As you can see, everything has changed in a week, and the justification under the old adage, never let a good crisis go to waste.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Is just here, and it's perfectly aligned with all of these agendas. And so while everybody is freaking out and buying all the toilet paper and panic buying the grocery stores and just trying to figure out how they're going to get through the next couple of months, we are looking at this in terms of what kind of power is going to be taken from this situation, because none of these crises that happen ever are put to waste. It's very pronounced when you look back on it. I mean, that's kind of what 2020 is. It's all this hindsight is 2020. I keep saying that lately because now that I'm seeing this, all these things that I wasn't sure about before are kind of clicking together like a puzzle. And all of that came together on Tuesday when I came across this MIT Technology Review article, which was written by Gideon Litchfield, who's the editor-in-chief over there. We're not going back to normal. Social distancing is here to stay for much more than a few weeks. It will upend our way of life in some ways forever. And I think everybody needs to read this MIT article and see what it is that is being proposed here for how society is going to be managed as this thing plays out that we're seeing now.
Yeah, and that author, he did 16 years at The Economist, and he's been part of a number of high-level papers. I think he was a co-founder of Quartz, you know, and he's also from the London School of Economics. So keep that in mind, you know, with the sort of transparent agenda at play here. I'm not saying he's directing that agenda whatsoever, but he's sort of channeling through this article. And also, this article, which I agree is very key, and that's why we're going to read through it pretty thoroughly. It's based in large part on the paper just put out a few days ago, March 16th, 2020, from the Imperial College London, with the lead author Neil M. Ferguson. And he deals with epidemiology. That's, you know, the science of the spread of diseases. But what he's really been doing for the past several decades, and he's written hundreds of papers, he does the modeling on the spreading of diseases. He's done retrospective studies of the 1918 flu pandemic, He's modeled factors of disease outbreaks, and really what it gets down to is he has predicted and modeled the acceptable levels, acceptable, you know, to, from the academic standpoint, of poverty and in a future influenza pandemic. That's the title, actually, of one of his papers from 2006. And he has paper titles like Capturing Human Behavior. You know, they're very much looking at what differences in human behavior will stop these diseases. But now he's written, along with, you know, I don't know, 20 co-authors or something, Report 9, Impact of Non-Pharmaceutical Interventions to Reduce 19 Mortality and Healthcare Demand. And that's not excluding a vaccine or other treatments. It's just this is focused on the social distancing and how to shut down society and why it's okay to accept extreme sort of economic sanctions in the name of controlling these diseases. So all of this has profound implications for human behavior under the sort of cover of
Enhance Your Mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, greetings, 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 everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to a short broadcast. I always say short broadcast, right? And it ended up being longer. But we do have a broadcast at the top of the hour for the Motivational Classroom. So all I'm going to do here today, please go back and check out the part one to this particular. If you go to our blog website in the archives, part one is right below this one. Or how does it show up? Right above or below, one of the two. However it shows up on your end. But here is what we're dealing with. Pay attention. What I want to point out is Archon energy. You know what I'm saying? So all I want to do is point out the energy in which that we're dealing with, the energy that is no longer conducive to this particular planet. You know what I mean? So that's what we're dealing with, guys. So I always like to pretty much point out, you know, those things that are going on behind the curtain. Yeah, we understand there's a lot going on, you know, externally, the social distancing. Y'all, this is a whole big stage play. You know what I'm saying? The virus, whatever, if the virus is real, you know, what, however many opinions that you fucking guys, how everybody, how we feel, all that shit, we get it. I mean, you know, there are people losing lives. I get it. You know, lives are being lost and everything. But, you know, again, y'all, if the information and, you know, things that we share here on the air platform does not resonate, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to just go ahead and play this clip, you guys. The clip is going to possibly take us out. I think, it may be cut off or whatever, but enjoy. And catch us for the Black Indigenous Woman at the top of the hour. Excuse me, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, which is going to be right after this broadcast. All right?
Oh, yeah. All right. We're going to do it here. Fuck that live shit. I keep getting cut off, so we're going to do the whole thing here. What's going on? And what I'm teaching is today is you are basically food, and you need to understand what it is you're doing down here and what it is you are. All right, so let's start from the beginning. We can start here now. Your chickens, your cows, do not know that they are food. They have no idea. Their only existence, let's say a chicken or a cow, is to feed you. They have no other use. It's not like you see chickens running around in the forest on the Serengeti, a bunch of wild chickens. They are dumbed down turkeys made for one and one purpose, to eat humans, to be hot wings. But the chicken doesn't know that. It thinks its whole existence is whatever the fuck a chicken thinks its purpose, eat shit off the floor, fuck other chickens. It has no idea that ultimately is born for the sole purpose for us. So our ego doesn't usually allow us to think of ourselves in such a demeaning way. But the reality is, to get straight to it, you are a food source. You are a food source. You're not eating physically. Your energy is fed off of constantly. The human body is nothing but a tool to trap our energy in to start creating things. Those things are called, we'll say elixirs, but chemicals that the body makes, chemicals that the organs make based upon either love or fear. It's clear it must be more of a delicacy to have these fear-based emotions and fear-based elixirs and chemicals created in the human body for these archons to feed off of. So just like we eat chickens, they feed or eat off of the emotions that they help to inspire. This is a, Earth is a feeding ground. This matrix is a feeding ground. You are being fed off of based upon your energy. So let's think about something logical. I started doing this in the live, but let's just get it all into one sitting. If we're doing something as simple as this, moving our hand, this takes energy. This takes energy. What gets stronger if we visualize, if I see a ball here that I'm holding and moving, and then that ball could represent anger or happiness. So let's say happiness. I have a big ball of happiness and I swallow it. Why do they tell you to do meditations like that? Many like that with deep visualizations. Because the ancients understood with your thoughts and your movements, you're actually dealing with energy. In this case, I just took what I deem to be happiness, my visualization, my energy that I see happiness, and I consumed it. Or I could take what I consider waste, dark, evil, disgusting, pain, blah, 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 rolling in the ball and push it away. And there's something that even wants to eat off of that. So there's different entities that were created or created through the mind that need to feed. That need to feed. They need to feed ferociously. So you have to go back into the mythology to understand a little bit about the story of how this came into being. They show you in movies like Jupiter Ascending, Dark City. They even showed in Stargate that Ra was this old vampire, this old entity. They showed in Clash of the Titans 1 and 2 that the gods were dying because the humans weren't praying to them. They showed you in, what's that Showtime movie about the gods? Khadija, what's that movie on, what's that TV show on Showtime? What's that TV show on Showtime talking about the gods? What's the name of it?
American Gods.
American Gods. Thanks. He said you're an American Gods where they're having this debate, the new gods versus the old gods, and pretty much who gets the human's attention so they can feed off the human. Right. They tell you all the time what it is you're doing down here. So in the mythology, you have, to make it quick, and you can go on YouTube and find Gnostic mythology. They have, there's this pristine God, the creator of it all, that nigga, and creates these eight gods under him. Then you also have the eight Agdad in Egyptian pantheon. At the very bottom was Sophia, the great mother, who couldn't see or have direct access to that pure energy or that pure light. She has a child out of without the divine spirit. It becomes this bastard bird. She tried to get rid of it. She threw it in the abyss. And in the abyss, this thing creates this ego and creates this world to serve him as the Lord Almighty. That world he created, of course, was here. And on that world to worship him, he created a system called nature. The shit y'all trying to be. I'm a natural black man and black woman and all the rest of that crap. Nature is nothing more than a food-eating circle that will never end. It's called the food chain. And it's based upon predator and prey. So it's based upon certain elixirs as the hunter and the predator that come into play. And then certain elixirs that are fear-based that happens to, let's say, the zebra as prey. And that energy is fed upon by this god called Jehovah, Yahweh, this demiurge. Now, in the mythology, he eventually comes into a session with these archons or these so-called evil angelic forces called archons. And the archons pretty much show him how to turn it up a level. Because in the middle of all of this, the great mother, Sophia, who's created this bastard birth, said, oh shit, this is fucked up. And partitioned that one divine source for his sparks of light to endow it in one of the animals on the planet to change or to try to fix or balance out the floor. That animal, of course, was man, and those divine sparks was the soul. So that's where you get I'm a jealous god, because the soul is older than the actual god who's supposed to have lord over you and creator of this matrix. So this archon is an old race of motherfuckers. And this old race of motherfuckers said, we know how to get this. Since you set this up right, we know how to get this feeding on. We can create through what they do. We know how to work up against the soul. So the soul's idea is to build and transform, ultimately to find out the nature of self, i.e., this is how the soul gets back home. They showed it in the TV show Deep Space Nine. Star Trek Deep Space Nine, there was four versions or five versions of Star Trek. You want Deep Space Nine when they were at space station, where in the last season, one of the characters finds out who he is and his origin, and they ultimately tell him, we send a piece of us all around the universe and see who comes back. When they come back, we get the information without even leaving. So this divine spark is the same concept. It's this pool of divine original source light. When they say it's a big bang or explosion, that's all around the universe called souls. And those souls have nothing but the desire to come back home once they get of a certain level of consciousness. And even then, even the most ignorant black man or black woman, they still want to know. But they satisfy themselves with Jesus and, or maybe Buddha or the Orishas or whatever. but something in them still wanted to know this. What's calling them isn't strong enough yet for it to be as conscious as perhaps you, but it's calling them nonetheless. And the Archons understand that you'll have that need to do it, and you'll be doing it from pretty much a place of ignorance, and you'll be moving on inspiration. You'll be moving on intuition as opposed to absolute knowing. And you will know and you will reveal, but you also have the potential, as we did, to forget it all again. And what they're doing is exploiting that ignorance. That ignorance is because the human body was created for nothing more than a feeding tube, a feeding apparatus. So your soul or that divine spark that is trapped in the body now creates, but it creates in this prison. So it turns out in many different ways. It turns out as rap music and pyramids and double Dutch and pig Latin and all that other fly shit, but all of that is energy. And while this is happening, Archons like vampires can feed off of that. You know what I'm saying? Now you got, so where do white people come in with all of this? White people are a representation of that Archon vampiric energy. Now, 1% of white people know who and exactly what the fuck they are, and they know exactly what they're working for. This was revealed when they got the language of the angels, or the Enochian language, the Enochian language. Actually, Enochian, I think it is. When they got this language in the story, one of those guys channeled, John or D or whatever, channeled some entities, and the entities pretty much put them on. And these were the Archons talking. They said, you can get as powerful as us once you understand nuclear fusion or whatever it was. Some on that level, you're going to find that out. And what they were saying was, you are a vampiric physical race, our children pretty much. And you can eventually get to where we are. You can become a cosmic vampire as they are. Now, down here on Earth, hey, what's up, sweetie? Hey, what's up? Saying what's up to Grandpa? I don't want these people to give me some sugar, mama. Hey, little Boca. She looks like she's mad. So, they are a vampiric race. Hold on, yeah. Hold on, Nas. Oh, well, what the fuck? Yo. Where are you going, son? Come here for a second. Come here, Nas. Let me see something. I got to tell you something. let me see what happens. Okay, can I see? Can I just see? Hold on. Before you take it back, I just want to see. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I mean? Ladies first. Got them Queen Latifah braids. Why you act like that? All right, so they pretty much told these white folks in that thing that you can be like us. You just got to learn. Pretty much you have to pay your dues down here as junior vampires. Now, like I said, most white people don't know that. You kind of need white people who know, let's say 1%, need that other white people to believe in this shit. Because if they truly believe in it as ghouls, then black people tend to believe in it. You know what I'm saying? But so we're not talking that the whole white race is aware and that they're into this sinister plot. What we're talking about, what I'm talking about, is that their nature is what tells you who their fathers are. They have a very vampiric nature. Even the best of what they have to offer is greedy. They want to stay around rap. They want to eat your peach cobbler and your collard greens and ask how the chicken is made, what's in the recipe. Like, it's really, you know what I'm saying? They just want to do anything. They want to stand on the 50-yard line and touch the women and walk in it without their shoes on. It's like they need to get all they can from you because they're learning at a very elementary level. The ones who came to Earth, they're going to Archon school, pretty much. How to feed, or that's what they do in business. That's what they do, and they murder this environment. They suck off of everything. They eat everything. TJ, remember, I got to finish this tape. They feed off of everything. They eat off of everything. So they're learning at a very age their nature. And here, for the white people on Earth, is where they deal with or they learn morality and how worthless it is. So you can see they're the most on the planet with the, they have the least, by their own definition of morality, the least of it, because that's actually what they're learning how to do, how to feed off of things without having remorse. You get what I'm saying? Now, us, the other way, we have cultivated something else, love. So we don't, and we have the tools to create our own energy to feed off of. We don't need to feed off others. I mean, don't mean niggas ain't doing it. But that's the key. That's a, white folks are a reflection of Archon energy. And they're trying to graduate down here. And you'll see they want to suck off of you. So each time you can't pay your rent, trying to find a job, trying to maintain your job, have another fucking kid, cut off the gas bill, Donald Trump, Obama, all of these things inspire emotion, therefore inspire energy that can be fed off of. You're a delicacy. Like I think I was saying in the first one, all of this is energy. And if you remember in third grade, energy does not die. It has to go somewhere once I stop moving my hand. Something wants to eat off of that, but a complex, then something will. But and really, when it eats off of it, it shits it out. So the energy keeps moving, and some eats that shit, and some eats that transformation. It just never ends. There's this one pool, there's this big pool of energy. It's just where you stand on the food chain. And since you down here suffering, paying the rent, going through diabetes, high blood pressure, got to get a haircut, got to sit on the toilet, you're being fed off of something else, something that's vampiric. That's why you're down here so ignorant. You don't really even know none of this history actually happened. You could just be caught in a trap somewhere, thinking you going through life. But you're just going through a dream while something has their hooks in your ass eating you. Think of Jupiter rising. They put the motherfuckers to sleep and was feeding off of that elixir. And they said, this shit gives us everlasting life. Think of Dark City. We're trying to figure out the science of the soul, the science of the light. So until we figure it out, we got to eat off of these dudes. These dudes got to show us. So they built a little matrix. And they kept these people couldn't get out of it. They kept trying to get to Shell Beast the same way you're trying to get to heaven. But you don't go nowhere. You know that you, the Egyptians told you the idea is to die and not come back. Or in other words, die and no longer be a fucking food source for this shit that you're under. But you can only escape through one way. Through freeing your mind, through understanding through your mind. They cannot control your mind. It's where they get that saying from, Satan can't or doesn't do anything. He inspires you for certain behavior. They do the same thing. So when you pray, you're actually asking the Archon for help. You're saying, Archon, I know you're feeding off of me, and that's why the rent's due, and this is done, and that's falling apart. I'm about to go to jail. I ain't getting no pussy. Da 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 da. All of these things. I know you're feeding off of me, but please, Archon, give me a break. So even when you ask in the Mauritius, who Bobby Hemmings told you, I'll tell you straight to your face, are no longer on your side. their energies are now feeding off of you because your mind allowed yourself to become a meal for them. The deities were all created by us. There's no way it couldn't have been. Like, no one was sitting there and somebody named Oshun came down and said, boom, you niggas was doing nothing. But hi, I'm Oshun, I'm Ogun, and let me give you something to do. And here's my mythology. No, we made that to try to explain our existence. And we're so ignorant of it, we are now serving that, therefore feeding it. And it has a consciousness. It is not sitting in the sky worrying about if you're good or bad, if you're naughty or nice. Oshun is not pleased with my behavior. That's not what that means. That means because of our consciousness, we created Oshun. So if we say she's there to serve us as a love goddess, then that energy will. But if we say we're there to serve it and hope she doesn't hope we don't make her mad or she allows us to brush her hair, then we are now feeding that. We are not feeding, and we're not, remember, everything's an energy exchange. So the sacrifice you give, so the idea is you give this to something and they give you something back. Now we're just giving this to something and hoping they're not mad at us, whatever the fuck that means. And that energy will react and we will interpret it that way because that energy is just reacting to what your mind is. So somewhere along the line, through the ego, there was a corrupt thought that created this vampiric race because we are the creator of all things. And they cannot do what we do. They cannot do what we do. So, but they do need what we got. So as I pointed out, their only way of controlling is by creating scenario. And your reaction to that scenario is totally yours. It's always been yours. That's the key to the shit. You gotta willingly give them the food. So in other words, we say it all the time. If a chicken is running, you catch his ass, the meat is stiff. He's scared. The fear shot through his body right before you kill him. But what if the chicken was not in fear when it gave you its meal? Well, I bet you that meat would be fucking tender. So what they need you is to be willing to give it up. But I think your fear is what they do want. What they don't want is your awareness. I think that spoils the meat. Because you'll see the more you become aware of what I'm teaching you right now, the more you'll see the humanity has laid off. You're not a good food source anymore. See, Bobby Hemmett was trying to tell you the secrets. I've been trying to tell you the secrets of how not to be a food source. And that is simply by trying to become, if the blanket statement would be, less human. How you do it, there's particular ways you have to start divorcing yourself from the emotional traps and reactions that they give you. An obvious trap would be Trayvon Martin and Trump. But another trap would be to give you something that's in your favor. You can see the conscious motherfuckers now, especially in New York, all they do is talk about the white man. They give so much energy to that, and they believe that they're actually destroying his shit. They believe that they're digging him out, busting him out. They ain't fuck the white man. But they actually talk about him so much that remember, all he is a symbol for a certain amount of elixirs to boil up, even if it's the Malcolm X or the Tupac elixir in you that boils up. It's a food source. See, because the idea is not to be, I hate it or I love it, to be in the middle. Like, you know, people say, Panic, he really hates humanity. I don't hate humanity neither. Hate is on the other side of what you're trying to say I'm not. If you're saying Panic doesn't love humanity, I do not love humanity. You know what I'm saying? The entities that are having a human experience, I have compassion and love for them. I have love for their need to escape this motherfucking Holocaust that they're in. But pro-humanity, not at all. because I understand being pro-humanity puts me in a feeding system. But here's the trick. Being anti-humanity does the same thing. So I'm not necessarily anti-humanity or pro-humanity. I'm trying to do my best to be indifferent to it while I'm having a human experience. So things like Trayvon Martin and Trump are a trap, but cops beating someone's ass is a trap. Niggas being congratulated for shit in America is also a trap. I try to stay as mild as I can, because by staying as mild emotionally, you're staying out of it. You're not stepping on the plate of anything, because something could eat off of you either way. You hate America, something could eat off of you. You love America, something could eat off you, as long as you have an emotional response to it. So this is why it starts in your chakra system. That's the key. First, let me get this out the way. On November 9th, I will be in Charlotte, North Carolina. Come on through 435 East Trade Street. It's at a Hyatt. So we'll be in the conference room in the Hyatt at 435 East Trade Street, T-R-A-D-E Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. It's going to be fire. 35 to get in, 35 for the webinar. 35 to get in, 35 for the webinar. Hold on, let me see if I can get Visa's information. I know I can, just give me a second. Where was she at? Baltimore. All right. So for the webinar, 35, you want to contact Visa, V-I-S-E-W-E-S-I at gmail.com. V-I-S-E-W-E-S-I at gmail.com. She'll hook you up with the webinar or any other questions that you need to get to this location, 435 East Trade Street, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28202. That's going to be on November 9th, Saturday, 2 p.m. I'm going to tear this shit down. We're going to talk about the Day of the Dead, synchronicities and manifestation. The Day of the Dead is going to be fire. I'm going to lecture, and Khadijah will open up as well. I'm going to have a flyer soon, so look for the flyer. But November 9th, come to 435 East Trade Street. It's going to be on fire. I'm going to tear it down live like I always do, you know? So you got to be indifferent to a lot of this energy. Khadijah teaches a class on strictly on chakras and how to start taking control of your emotions. Your emotional system is a big part of what is trapped down here. Your chakras are nothing but a prison. You are trapped in this rainbow. You are trapped under this rainbow or this light prison or this prism. This prism is nothing more than a prison. And this light is being fed on. You know your aura changes. You heard of that with your emotions. All you doing the same. Turkey wing, chicken leg, a thigh, pizza. It's all you are over and over again. And you want to, how can I say, not be that. And that's what the ancients were doing. They were understanding that they were being fed on. They were understanding that they were being fed on. So they knew they had to come. They knew the human body was the apparatus, and y'all was getting caught in the trap. So a lot of souls or light that's down here doesn't even know they were caught in the trap. Don't even know that they were sleeping. They kind of show you in how they went into that casino in the Lightning Thief. Percy and the Lightning Thief. They went to that casino and they lost all track of time and reality. They did it a play as a casino because that's what they do in Vegas. You know, they remove all the windows. You don't know if it's day or night and so on and so forth. You know, that's a science to lose track of reality, but that's what's happening on a bigger picture down here. You told time is based upon the sun coming up and coming down. You know time is illusion. You know, you're getting some pussy, time is not long enough. You're sitting there, if somebody asks you to hold your breath for a minute, time lasts forever. So it's time, if time can be felt differently based upon your perspective, then that means it's not real. That means it goes into the realm of perspective, which is the realm of illusion, the realm of your own mind. You understand what I'm saying? Because, in fact, that's what magic is all about, creating your own master perspective and being able to synchronize it with reality. You understand? So the perspective that's happening now is actually what's created for you. And white people, though they are acting it out, they're acting it out as a ghoul, but they are a tool for Archon energy, which is your real enemy, which is your real master that's really controlling you. So you choose not to be controlled. They cannot do nothing to you when your mind is right. They can only manipulate you with human shit. So you'll notice most people, when they first started doing any of this type of work, no matter what level they on, they get a lot of resistance. Then eventually that resistance dries up. When I first started to see, like, all the shit was happening and distracting and jobs was in jeopardy and all this shit, then eventually it just went away, because it has to go away. Because all it's really being put out there is for me to react to. When I became wise enough in my understanding not to react and act all insane in my heart about it, the more it was like it went away. It's like, see, because no one is looking at me in particular saying, we need to get him under control. So there's no demiurge looking down saying, what that motherfucker say? Oh, shit. No, no more than you look at every cow and go, what? That cow, you know, if it ain't that cow, it's the next cow. If it ain't that steak, it's the next steak. It's not like this particular steak I can't do. So there's nothing pursuing me or trying to stop me. It's only me that can stop me, because all it does is offer what this world was designed to do, constantly create a conflict. We know that happens anyway. So that's why magic is to teach you to master these conflicts, because these conflicts are pretty much on automatic pilot, because conflict, food, conflict, emotion, food. If that's it, that's on automatic pilot. The same way they create barns to cattle these motherfuckers, and they create pathways so the cattle just go automatically. And ring a bell, they run and they go where they're supposed to go, because you're hurting them. You're herded based upon your thoughts. Niggas are herded. Hindus are herded. Whites are herded. Poor whites are herded. You know what I'm saying? Rich niggas are herded. They're categorized and put into races. You understand what I'm saying? And then you fight and work against each other, but you're on automatic pilot. Is different competing cows for different things. Always in search of something better, or trying to end something that you determined or was determined for you that is bad. All of this is the system in which something sits back and feeds. So the ancient man knew, no more food source. The conscious man is supposed to say that. You know what I'm saying? You know, who wants a vampire sucking off of you? It's kind of like the concept of the psychic vampire. You need to understand what that is. That's a very prevalent thing, and it's happening more than you know. Someone's always sucking up your energy. You know what I'm saying? You'll feel drained around them. Stomach aches around certain motherfuckers. Their energy is so fucking greedy. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, I love warm cookies. And just always got their mouth around something. The best vampires eat like fucking savages, but they don't become fat. So, this is what you'll hear them say. Not all of them, but this is a thing to look for. Oh, we just have high metabolism. Nah, motherfucker, you have made in your mind to hide how greedy you are. So So your body won't even get fat. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not trying to show, you're trying to show something, you know what I'm saying? Or hide something, or whatever psychological thing you can say. But you see motherfuckers who eat and stay skinny, motherfuckers is natural vampires. Not all of them, but that's a sign, let's just say. Because they know they would be revealed if you seen greed on them. So they actually can psychologically make themselves not show greed. They can look like they blend in, but some greedy motherfuckers. White people are excellent at it. You know what I'm saying? That's some fat white people, no doubt. But you'll see a lot of motherfuckers can eat, and they want to eat what every nigga eats and all of that shit, and they skinny or healthy as fuck because they know how to consume with greed. That's their nature, and they're living out their nature. And what they're learning, especially the ones down here, they're learning how to become what this Archon energy is. Straight vampires. All of these half stories about Anunnaki and all the rest of that, those are half stories. The real shit is that Archon shit. A great revealing happened. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nigga energies that seek to free you from the dinner table as well. And in 1945, this kid playing in the cave found these Dead Sea Scrolls in Nag Hammadi, Egypt, or the Nag Hammadi Library, which became the later day Gnostic text, which explained or brought back a lot of ancient information. It's actually where they got the Gospels from. But more so, it gave out detailed information of how this matrix was built and the evil nature of this matrix, which you don't really see in plain writing in the ancient text. If you study the ancient text, you'll see that they're saying it. If you study even these movies, you'll see that they're saying, you know what I'm saying? They said in Clash of the Titans, the gods, we're dying. Why? Because the humans are not praying to us, giving us energy. They're saying that shit to you. Straight up, we have no power. In American Gods, especially the first season, it came to a head where what turned out to be Odin, the Allfather, goes to Esther, and Esther's having a celebration on Easter. But there's a lot of Jesuses around, and he's making the beef. This used to be your day alone. Now you got to share it with this old motherfucker. She's like, look, as long as motherfuckers are still painting eggs and saying my name, I'm willing to share with him. And of course, he turns her. But they're talking about these gods and feeding, that there's a feeding system going on. They feed off of humanity in your human plight. You get what I'm saying? So that's why you heard Bobby and myself say, let that human shit go. Don't get involved. Try to, at every turn, every course, divorce yourself from that shit. You know what I'm saying? My son just had a daughter put me and Khadijah back the fuck in the matrix. You know how that goes. And of course, we're going to take care of her, but we have to, that's where we tread lightly, because a baby is probably the greatest demiurge trick in the book, the greatest archon trick in the book. You will just look at that motherfucker, you're melting. And that's how you know you're making progress. In fact, that's how they do it. When you was a baby, everyone pawned over you, and they had all of this hope. Oh, my goodness. You know, when Billy grows up, Billy's going to be this. He's going to go to the best schools, and Billy is going to be number one in his class. I'm going to get him all the books, and he's going to eat all the best meals. Me and his dad just love him. So now when Billy grows up and he's not shit, you know what I mean? You lose all, and he loses all his hope. I was going to be a vet. I was going to be an astronaut. I was going to be the president. I was going to be this. I'm Billy, bitch. And then none of this shit happens. As he's fucking standing there saying, would you like to supersize that, ma'am? He's sitting there going, hope is gone. Then Billy finds another bitch that's on fries, and they make a baby. Then hope comes back. Oh, man, Obama, He's the president. We all on TV. Rap music is making us so spectacular. Hope. My son is going to be special. Billy Jr. is going to be the shit. And then Billy Jr. grows up and he's beating bitches up on Love and Hip Hop. And you're like, oh, that hope is gone. So Billy number one couldn't find it in Billy number two. And he's just as depressed as Billy number two is now hired by him at the McDonald's. He's now crew chief at. And then Billy number two has a baby. And Billy number one is a grandfather. Oh, this is a different world we in today. Oh, for black people, I remember in my day, you couldn't do this or you couldn't do that, but not my little grandbaby. No. Billy number three is a different world of hope. So those babies, then of course you die, and then all you did was had hope, transferred hope, and then retransfer the hope again. And there's this whole system of hope, which is probably one of the most grand, that's what probably like stake to the Archons, because hope is what runs this entire matrix. Your idea, what you think a better tomorrow will be. Once we get Trump out of there, once we get Obama in there at one point, once we get Trump out of there, once the Democrats go, once the Republicans go, once we stop this Democrat-Republican shit, we'll be better for it, better people. We're going someplace, y'all. iPhone 11 out next month. All of this is something invisible that you actually invest in. See, consciousness gets you out of the hope system, and you invest in yourself in the now, in the actual moment. The hope system never happens as we've learned it today. You understand? You're a baby. One day, I hope he'll go to college. I hope he does this. I hope he does that. He doesn't do it. And my son is a better day. I know where I fucked up. So I hope he does better than me. I hope to make a better life than I did for myself. I hope he doesn't smoke drugs. I hope he finds the right woman, because I never did. I hope. And when that doesn't happen, it's a new world. It's an Obama world. It's an Obama world, and black people are Def Comedy Jam niggas. Hope. So that hope is how you get fed on. You got to change that hope and internalize, because you say, well, panic now, because that gets hard. Without hope and without, what can we do? I don't have hope. I have a knowing and a way to make manifest now. Not maybe I'll get there one day, and then if I can't get there, maybe my son will get there based upon the mistakes I made and now that I know better. Because all the shit I went through as a stupid motherfucker in the 80s and 90s, I told my son over and over and over again. But it's clear that means absolutely fucking nothing. He's got to find out his way. And not because I say so, because he's showing me that's the case. Because I'll give you a shortcut. Don't do that, nigga. I'll give you an even quicker shortcut. Nigga, do that. Because when I did that, that's that blah, 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 blah. I'm thinking I'm giving them obvious wisdom. I just went through the shit. I just failed at it or succeeded at it. I said, nigga, you love these turkey burgers you eat every day. That comes from a science. Let me show you how to make your own turkey burgers in abundance. And but that's not what they want. That's not ever going to happen. That's not the nature of it. But it is the nature of hope. And that's the matrix. That's at least a part of the matrix. If you can give that up, you trade it in for knowing. You trade it in for knowing. You understand what I'm saying? And you need to understand that your son, my son, is his own entity. No, if you just look, all you guys are conscious. If your moms ask you to do something, 9 times out of 10, as much as you may love her, you're going to say, nah, I ain't doing that dumb shit. Because you know it's still dumb shit. No matter her intentions may be good or whatever, but you know it's dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? She's under my control, your dear old mom. And so, as you know, you wouldn't listen to what she had to say. Why does my son should automatically listen to me? Because I could say no tep. No, he's his own entity. He came here to do what he came to do, whether I understand it or not. So I have to release the hope, the ego. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got to look for every place to divorce yourself from the emotional traps that become a meal. You get emotionally trapped just like a rabbit gets trapped to get fed on. So whatever you into, that's a feeding. Whatever category. You like dub music? Nigga, that's a feeding. Dancing is a feeding. We knew that. That's why we would dance to certain energies. This is the Oshun dance. What we were doing was giving up energy to that configuration. And once we gave it to the, by doing the dance correctly, it can give back. It was an exchange based upon a deity or entity or energy that we created, named, gave it a story to control it, not to be controlled by it. So because of what you call thought forms, you have now in existence what we call archons. Oh, they are eating off your ass ferociously, niggas. Ferocious. Ferociously, niggas. So, let me see if there's any. I don't think there's too much more I'm going to talk about besides you getting eaten. I think I'm going to put the, I'm going to see how it came out, the lecture where I went through this for hours. I'm going to think I'm going to put it up as well. There are things, like I said, it takes a while. One of the first things you need to do is really get to understand your chakras and your chakra system. Like I said, I don't have the time, I don't have the time to do a whole class just on that. The good news is Khadija did. And people who have taken that class or have gotten a reading from her, this motherfucking shit is fire and it's thorough. Real thorough. It really complements my class. It really does. And she'll start to show you and get you to understand where the emotions lie in you. All your emotions are connected to a chakra. All your chakras are lights. All lights are energy. It's a food source. So when you're angsty, anxious, happy, sad, glad, all of these things emanate in your aura and something eats. If you say, I'm depressed, that's an energy configuration. That's a recipe. Ooh, nigga, recipe. So all your emotions are nothing more than recipes. Your combined emotions is nothing more but intricate recipes. Yeah, nigga, you are on the menu. You know what I'm saying? So your first, see, because, okay, Let's say you say this. Oh, man, I think I'm depressed. I'm depressed. Why'd you do that?
Because I'm depressed.
Hey, Billy, why are you always sad?
Because I'm depressed.
So what you're really doing is magnetizing an energy called depressed. And if there wasn't such a thing as depressed, you can create an energy that you call depressed. So we cosign in our consciousness that this is what it means to be depressed. That's what human beings said. So which means some archon is saying that's a recipe. That's a delicacy, depressed person. I like that food. So what I need to do is try to get my food stock up by creating scenarios that will either keep a person who's already claimed that they're depressed, who already fell and got stuck in that trap, how to keep them depressed, or help to reel someone in. So when they're feeling something else, oh, I just never have these enough of these right things, you'll hear, maybe you're depressed. That's archons. They stand all around you. You know, some people say, I see the spirit is right near the side, and I see something at the side. Those are archons, too. I know you niggas are so egotistical and think it's your ancestors who give so much a fuck about you. Because energy can only communicate with a frequency. And y'all niggas is too stupid to even talk to relatives. Fuck our ancestors. Y'all got more work to do. And that's what I've been trying to tell y'all from the jump street. I'm not trying to doubt that y'all can do it. I'm telling you, you're not doing it. You're not doing it by all the other shit you're concerned about. I see the stupidity of the chat room. Like in the chat room earlier, I mentioned peach cobbler. Somebody, who takes the time to write, I like peach cobbler. The fuck are you doing? Who the fuck, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, that says a lot. It says a lot because I'm just thinking of me doing that. If I'm in the chat room for whatever, unless I'm in a peach cobbler chat room, and even if I'm in a peach cobbler chat room, that's too dumb to write. Because you got to assume I like it if I'm there. So I need to know how to make a better peach cobbler. Tell me something else. So I mentioned peach cobbler, and that's what you choose to write. Don't waste the fucking space. You're a fucking church member. You are. If you don't like it, I don't give a fuck. You gotta wake up out of this shit. It's too small to have to address something where you don't even know how to start. You don't even know what the fuck you hear, what you're doing. This is a revelation to you. You couldn't decode this shit in the next couple of lifetimes, and you're being told this now. I mean, you're also showing you, they show you this in movies, and if I really went hard, this is movies off the top of the head, where they show you that you're a food source all the time. Your light is what's being eaten off, and you have the most pristine light. You were caught down here. You're in a trap. Or, like I said, you could also look at it from the Gnostic thing that we were sent down here to do the work. It's clear, though, either way of how you look at a trap or sent down to do the work, either way, we are definitely ignorant to what the mission is. So sent down here, we're ignorant of the mission. Trapped down here, you're definitely living that life out, that trap life. So everything is to inspire you. Like, you'll see, what's that bitch, Mona, whatever her name is, that created Love and Hip Hop. Bitch is like Wendy Williams. You good? What's that? Oh, there's no batteries in there? What's that? What kind of batteries in these?
I don't know. It's called Big Old Circle.
Oh, I may have some upstairs.
You know what I'm saying?
It's either C or D. It should say it on there. What does it say on the damn thing? Yeah, this looks like C's. I may have C's upstairs. Give me a second. You about to give a bath now?
No, not
right now. I may have some C's upstairs. I think I may have D's upstairs. If not, we have to just go to run the Publix or something. Or wherever. All right, so. What the fuck was I saying? Anyway, what's clear is you forgot the mission if you were sent down here. And what's clear is we're more living the life that we are trapped down here. And it must have some truth to it, because why would the Egyptians say people are being recycled? Because think about it. If you live a whole life and you're fed off of all these emotions, you become an old stressed man and then you die. Your soul is just as new as a newborn baby. It can get a new body. See, the body has worn out. The delivery system has failed you. You see that little extra? It has failed you. But the soul is untouched. It can keep producing. So they'll tell you, when you die, when your energy is leaving, the archons are all over that shit. Where they show you pictures of your relatives saying, come this way. come this way. They're bringing you back in the trap to walk to the light. Come to the light. Come to the light. Do not walk towards the light. The light is the trap. That's how you walk back into a new body. All right? That's how you walk back into a new body and become a whole feeding system, a lifetime of stress, grief, ass whippings, disappointments, to start making a food source, start making delicacies, to start configuring a menu. So you have a depressive disposition or a happy disposition or a negative disposition, the cup is half empty or half full, whatever that type of nigga you turn out to be, you become that type of food source. And upon that disposition, you could pile a bunch of bullshit. So a nigga with a negative disposition, how do we get him to be happy? We give him a little pussy, a little good pussy. How do we get a nigga with a happy disposition to cry or be negative or to have an outburst, stab a motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Imagine just making motherfuckers that are murderers, or setting the groundwork to inspire motherfuckers to where they become murderers and they all say, I was in the heat of the moment. That's feeding. That's feeding. That's feeding off of not just who you murdered, all the family members that suffer each time this now symbol, the murdered person, comes to mind. The mother is always the daughter. I never knew who my dad was. I was only 3 and I was in the passenger seat when all of this happened. All of those things. So a kid who lives an entire life who heard that a father was shot, grew up without a father, or a father walked out on him or whatever, they have an energy in them. Someone who was raped has an energy in them that something can feed off of, because everything that happens to them in life is seen through those glasses. Seen through the glasses of my mama died when I was little. My father died when I was little. That happened to me when I was little. So everything that happens is through that. Me and my sister were severely traumatized as kids. And even to this day, we still have conversations about shit that happened when he was 8 and 9 years old. It set up the whole momentum of our lives. And if I was just a regular human dude, I'd be on all sorts of pills and all sorts of this and that, trying to cope with this shit. And in that trying to cope, trying to find what? Hope. Trying to cope. Hope. Trying to cope.
All right. Peace, family. Thank you for listening. I had to cut it right there, guys. If you guys want to go back, and I've actually done that clip before, so go back in our archives and look. You can type in Enhancing Awareness Radio, and you can type in Archon, and you'll see that I did a show prior to this particular broadcast on that. If you want to get the full clip, he pretty much already discussed the meat and potatoes within the clip, you know, that needed to be discussed. So I'm going to cut it because we have another show within like 4 minutes. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to get ready for that particular broadcast, guys. Join us, the Black Indigenous Woman. It's coming up next. Auntie, I see you. You can just hang on there. The shows will, you know, transfer on their own. So, all right, guys, peace and love. We'll see you on the next show. Peace.